I'm talking about the fact that our once great nation and our economy is about to hit a wall. Craig writes, today public confidence in more than 200 paper currencies worldwide is hanging by a thread, and that was nearly 2 years ago. I wish I had better news today, but you know I pull no punches, and neither does Craig Smith. This is our 10th year anniversary of doing such annual interviews together, and Craig's 30th anniversary in business. After writing four important books accurately predicting the future of gold, of oil, the dollar, and inflation, I understand you're on the verge of releasing your next book. In this interview, we hope to cover the heart of its message and his vision of preparing America for a worldwide currency collapse. It's an event never seen before in history. Craig, thanks for being with us today. Let's start with a little background about Swiss America and how our nation got where we are today. And what options do we still have to prepare right now?
The financial crisis in 2008, if it was handled properly, and I'm going to show you that in a minute, Mr. Bernanke would have done just the opposite of what he did do. He put interest rates to zero, he flooded the market with money, and as a direct result, we haven't come out of this recession yet, although everybody wants to tell you we are because the stock market's doing well, but the other numbers like GDP, unemployment, manufacturing base, so on and so forth, indicates we're still in a recession. Had he done the right things, he would have raised interest rates 5, 6, 7%. He would have allowed the country to go through a deep recession, squeezed out all the inconsistencies of the system, allowed the bad banks to fail, allowed unproductive, uncompetitive corporations to fail. We would be on the road to prosperity again. We saw this happen in 1980, and I'm going to point that out to you in a minute. But that being set to the side for just a moment, as I have studied for 31 years, I am convinced more than ever before we are going to have a currency collapse. It's not just going to be America's currency. It's going to be worldwide. Now, people will say, well, what's the world going to look like after that, the day after the dollar crashes? Nobody can tell you what it's going to look like because we've never had a worldwide collapse of fiat currencies. We've had Russian ruble that went down. We had the Vietnamese baht. We've had other currencies that went down, but never every one of them at once. We are headed for a currency collapse unless we return to the gold standard, and I can show you how, or a president with the Federal Reserve chairman raises interest rates to 10 to 15%, squeezes out all the excesses of this dislocations of pricing within the asset classes, and brings fiscal sanity back to Washington, D.C. The chances of that happening are zero because it's politically unacceptable. The chances of returning to a gold standard are unacceptable because we'd have to do away with the welfare state. Therefore, the only answer to all of this is a collapse of the currency, all fiat currencies.